Jack Robinson is here. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk about economic stories on Friday mornings. So kind of a big story for Midtown Sacramento this week. The Sacramento City Council agreed to provide more money to help a nonprofit group turn the old Fremont School into a center for performing arts organizations. Is this the last hoop this project has to jump through?
Probably not, but it's a big step forward. This has been in the works for years. The idea is to create a sort of a home for performing arts organizations in the Fremont School at 24th and N Street. Previously, there was a plan for building a sort of a fancy new building downtown, but this is the latest version. It's had a lot of ups and downs, mostly involving money. Groups have dropped in and out, and right now, the Sacramento Ballet and Capitol Stage and a few other groups are involved in the project. But, you know, this $5 million from the city gets it moving again, and organizers will have to raise some more money, but work could begin soon, and the project could be done by the end of the year.
The school's neighborhood should get livelier, I suppose, but what would this mean for the rest of Midtown?
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see the effects. It'll be a real amenity for Midtown if it works out as planned and create a sort of a nucleus, I think, for the large community of creative workers in Midtown. But it could also have some sort of beneficial ripple effects by opening up scattered spaces elsewhere that these groups are occupying now in Midtown. Sacramento Ballet, for example, has space at 17th and K that is pretty prime. Capitol Stage is at 22nd and J, another commercial hotspot. So, you know, those kind of locations are at a premium, and these ripple effects could add even more life to Midtown.
Looks like we're starting to see what could turn out to be significant development at the rail yards in downtown Sacramento. The first private development project is being proposed. You guys had a story about it in the Business Journal this week.
Yeah, we've been talking about this forever, but real momentum is building in the rail yard now. You know, for a long time, the only project in the pipeline was the new county courthouse. Now, a Roseville developer is proposing an affordable apartment complex that would start construction next year. In the meantime, anybody who drives by on I-5 has seen that the infrastructure is largely in. You can see the roads where there was only dirt for years. And Sacramento's mayor vows to get ready also for that soccer stadium that we've talked about in the rail yard, even though the city's MLS bid, it looks like it's going to be a while before the city could hope to get an expansion slot from the MLS. Part of the city's plan is to move ahead with that stadium, and so that adds to the momentum. And there are some additional big milestones coming up with a formal transfer of land at the rail yard to the master developer. So I think we're going to be seeing increasing signs that this project is on its way.
Blue Shield was in the news this week. The health insurer ran into trouble with the state of California over its nonprofit status. The state decided the company was acting too much like a for-profit. But that's not the only story about Blue Shield this week.
Blue Shield's a big company here, a big employer, and it's going to probably be a bigger employer. This deal this week is probably one of the biggest real estate deals of the year. Blue Shield is leasing 175,000 square feet in two buildings for 650 workers, at least to start. This is in Rancho Cordova. Those workers will be coming from the company's El Dorado Hills office, which has something like 1,800 workers and is overcrowded. This project will give Blue Shield room to grow, and I would expect to see their numbers go up.
The park across the street from Sacramento City Hall, Cesar Chavez Plaza, may soon get a restaurant, and I hear that people may have a role in deciding what goes in there.
I think this is a really clever idea of the city's to get the public to weigh in on what kind of a restaurant it should be. This is the space that was most recently occupied by Café Soleil, which closed last December. And the city, I think, says it has something like 80 nominations already for ideas for restaurants. It'll be interesting to see if the public's involvement in the process of starting a restaurant will result in something that's more successful. Of course, as everyone knows, starting a restaurant is a dangerous business. So this will be an interesting experiment.
That's Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.